Stoughton Hospital strives to meet the changing needs of the communities we serve. Our experts provide you with the information you need to make informed healthcare decisions. Here's Melanie Cole with Stoughton Hospital Health Talk.
Heavy periods can be such a problem for many women, and it can really interfere with your daily life. If you're one of those women, you want to listen up because this is really an important topic with such great information. My guest today is Dr. Christine Troutman. She's a gynecologist with Physicians for Women and has clinic hours at Stoughton Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Troutman. So tell us about heavy periods. When would a woman experience these the most? And what do they do when they start to get that heavy? When would they be calling you?
You bet. Thanks for having me, Melanie. Many women experience very heavy periods. Women can have heavy periods at any time during their life. And if you feel like your periods are heavier than normal or heavier than they used to be, it's always okay to call your gynecologist no matter where you are in your life. So that's always a good thing to keep in mind. You just don't have to live with heavy periods. That's my first sort of answer to your question, I suppose. When is it more common? In the perimenopausal years, actually, it is very common for women to come in to talk to us about heavy periods because as you get closer to menopause, most often women's periods will get closer together before they become further apart, and that can be a confusing time.
So then what? Once we've come to you and we've complained about these heavy periods or we've called you on the phone, first of all, is it dangerous to lose that much blood? And what would you tell us to do first?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The patients that I see with heavy periods, the guidance I give them to call on an urgent basis is if you're bleeding more through more than, say, a super tampon or a heavy pad every hour, and that goes on for more than 3 or 4 hours at a time, that would be a good time to call. The good news is that as heavy as you are bleeding, it's likely not dangerous bleeding. That's the good news. It's unlikely that it's causing you other problems because you're having so much blood loss. However, if you're starting to feel sick to your stomach or lightheaded, dizzy, or in any other way just not feeling well, it's always okay to call your doctor.
So then what do you do for us, Dr. Troutman, if these periods are so heavy and there may be, you know, we're suffering a little bit of anemia or, you know, just feeling sick from losing this much blood? What are some treatment availables for us when we lose that much blood?
Mm-hmm. Certainly it starts with a good office visit where we take a good history and do a very good physical exam. And there are certain things we need to look for and rule out when you have very heavy periods. But then options become, or treatment options are focused on what may be causing your heavy periods. And sometimes that heavy bleeding is because of something with your uterus and the structure of your uterus that can cause heavy bleeding. That can be things like benign fibroid tumors, which are very common, or polyps inside of your uterus that can cause really heavy bleeding. If those are there, you can talk to your gynecologist about specific treatments for those. Other causes can be hormonal-related causes, so thyroid problems can cause really heavy bleeding, and some other hormonal things that we would talk about in clinic. Sometimes we don't get a good explanation for why you're having heavy periods. Maybe your uterus is totally normal and you don't have any hormonal problems, but you're still having these very heavy periods. Then certainly there are other options like, for example, endometrial ablation, which is a surgical procedure that can be done either in some clinics or in the hospital, that burns the inside of the uterus and prevents you from having such heavy bleeding. And so the treatment ranges from hormonal medicines, non-hormonal medicines, to surgical options such as endometrial ablation and even down the road hysterectomy.
So then tell us a little bit about endometrial ablation. What is it and who would be a candidate for it?
Mm-hmm. Endometrial ablation is a generic term to describe any burning of the inside of the uterus to try to prevent heavy menstrual bleeding or heavy non-menstrual bleeding, so any uterine bleeding that's heavy. A good candidate for endometrial ablation is somebody who is done with childbearing, so you're all done having kids, and your periods are really, really heavy, but not in such a way that it's become a life-threatening problem for you. Your uterus is normal shaped, and you don't have problems with fibroids or polyps of the inside of your uterus, and you and your doctor haven't been able to find other explanations for the bleeding that you can treat with medicines otherwise. What was the next part of your question, Melanie?
Well, so who would be a candidate, and then what's the procedure like?
Mm-hmm. So the candidates, again, are people who are done having kids, who have a normal shape and size uterus, and that's pretty much everybody with heavy bleeding. The procedure itself can be done either in a clinic setting or can be done in the hospital setting, but either way, the procedure is short and done without any incisions. And so, like here in the clinic, for example, patients get a little bit of sedation in the form of a pill, and you come to our very comfortable procedure room, you get a little bit of pain medicine, and then we use a camera to look inside the uterus to make sure your uterus looks normal, and then we use a device that helps to burn the inside of the uterus. The whole procedure takes about 2 minutes. The burning procedure itself takes about 2 minutes, and you go home the same day. The procedure is very similar if you're in the hospital, except sometimes you go off to sleep. You're more sleepy in the hospital than you are in the clinic. However, both of them are just same-day procedures.
So then what can we expect afterwards? I mean, this doesn't stop our periods, right? It starts reducing the flow. What do we expect as the result of this?
Mm-hmm, that's a good question. Some women will stop having periods after an endometrial ablation.
Wow.
What our goal is to get you back to a much lighter, more manageable period that's not impacting your life so profoundly. And so the expectation or the hope is that your periods would go back to manageable for you. And that's a little bit different for everybody. But there is a significant percentage of people that will stop having periods after an endometrial ablation as well.
So, Dr. Troutman, after this ablation, is there any scarring then on those tissues that might affect us later in life, or if they have fibroids or something that might be seen on an ultrasound later on?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. There is scarring that happens, and that is how it works. The burn goes all the way to the layer of cells that regenerate tissue every month that results in your period when you have bleeding. That burn gets all the way down to those stem cells and burns them. Oftentimes your uterus does scar after that burn, just like any other bad burn. That's a normal after effect of the endometrial ablation that helps reduce the bleeding, so it is expected. Your ultrasound may look a little bit different afterwards. If you were to have an ultrasound.
Okay, so it that is the whole purpose of it, is that scarring. Now, what about then, again, if you are still bleeding, if you still have normal periods or you're going through perimenopause or whatever, is there any risk or, you know, can we not use a tampon anymore or for a little while do we not? You know, what are the after effects for the patient?
Sure. Good question. Immediately after the procedure, so in the hours and days after the procedure, you will have some cramping that's manageable with usually ibuprofen and over-the-counter Tylenol. That there's really no activity restrictions after an endometrial ablation. I tell people that common sense prevails. You can use tampons. You can be as active as you feel up to being, and it shouldn't change your life that much. That's the nice part about it, is that there's no incisions. It's not a big surgery. You resume your normal activities very quickly after an endometrial ablation. I've even had patients go back to work the next day. And so expectations should be that you feel pretty good afterwards.
Wow, that is really an amazing procedure for women suffering very heavy periods, which is uncomfortable and can really affect your daily life. In just the last minute, Dr. Troutman, give women listening your very, very best advice as they enter into maybe perimenopause or they're suffering from very heavy periods, and why they should consider coming to Physicians for Women and the clinic hours at Stoughton Hospital to see you.
Oh, you bet. I think everybody should come see us at Physicians for Women. We have a fabulous clinic, fabulous doctors here. We do have a clinic in Fitchburg, and my hours in Stoughton are on Thursday mornings. So I get there in the morning at 8, and I'm done around lunchtime. But those hours are likely going to be extended as time goes on, hopefully. So stay tuned as far as that goes. But it is easy to find us and easy to make an appointment. I encourage all women who have questions about their periods to get in touch with their doctor or seek out a doctor that they can talk to about their periods, because heavy periods are so common and you don't have to live with them.
Really great information. You're listening to Stoughton Hospital Health Talk, and for more information, you can go to stoughtonhospital.com. That's stoughtonhospital.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.